on the eastern shore of Maryland, not Iraq or Afghanistan or, like you said, even Iran. Apparently, right now, the Coast Guard is cordoning off the area, establishing a security zone, and they're looking to try to sort of make a secure zone before they can get in there and take a look at the wreckage. But basically, this drone was on a routine training flight when it just lost contact with its Navy operators on the ground. As soon as the Navy figured out they had lost contact, they scrambled a manned aircraft who was able to put some eyes on that wreckage. He determined, A, that it had crashed, and B, that it did not hit anything on the ground, that there were no injuries to anyone on the ground. But, Wolf, this Global Hawk has really put in a lot of use here in the United States. It's done surveillance over some of the California wildfires, looked at some of the damage after Hurricane Ike. It's also deployed, obviously, overseas because it can fly 11 miles high. That's well above the weather line, and it can go for about 30 hours at a time. We're told, again, it was a routine training mission. Right now, the Coast Guard is trying to determine the depth of the water and whether any pollutants in the water might cause trouble for the folks who have to go in and try to retrieve it.